given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Oh, well, happy Monday and good morning and day to everyone. Hello, Noemi.
Hello, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Lunchtime for us.
Access is everywhere.
Access. That's true. Access is ubiquitous. There we go.
Ooh, there's a, yes.
Big word for the day.
find a way, place to use that word three times today.
Oh, forget that.
Oh, well, you know, oh, today's topic, as we are just really unwrapping everything from forgiveness and self-love and miracles and, wow, wound healing. I find the title today's show, like, just the title alone, which is How to Find Yourself When You Feel Lost. There's a lot in there. Like, there's so many angles and when you hear that one, Noemi, you know, how to find yourself when you feel lost, are you in a place right now where you automatically are going to like, oh, I feel lost, or yeah, like, how do I, or oh, I can share and tell people? What side of that statement are you on?
You're asking me if I feel lost right now?
Is that right? Yeah, which one are you connecting? What part of that are you connecting with, you know, like how to find?
I am actually connecting to past, where I felt very lost and looking at the journey from that lost place, which opened me up. I mean, I wasn't a channeler from birth or even early adulthood. You know, this is a midlife thing a midlife gift. And so it really, for me, reminds me of times when I really felt lost, when I felt despairing, and miracles did happen and shift happened. Change happened, you know, that your write up here, our write up, which you're going to read, you know, there's a piece about, that's actually in my pre-channeled message about,
yes,
needing, if when you feel lost, change is needed. And in those times that I felt lost, change came. I mean, I was open to it. I got desperate enough to be open to it, but change eventually happened, and that set me on a whole new path. So feeling lost is not necessarily a horrendous thing, a horrible thing. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm not where I should be. I've sort of learned in life that we are where we're unfortunately, unfortunately or fortunately, depending how we look at it, where we should be. So
it's almost like you need to find the, you're not really actually finding yourself. You're finding the miracle in being lost, because the change is about. And it's so interesting when you say that about, you know, feeling despair, like nobody is going to come and save you, or nothing can save you. You're just there stuck, and you're going to just stay there and die. But it's rarely that way. Not always, but it's rarely that way. And it's, would you say it's being open to change and allowing change to show up for you?
Being willing enough. Yes. Getting to the point. And for me, it was desperation. What about you, Lisa? You know, have you felt lost ever?
Yes. You know, when you just said about desperation or something, I am always going back to where you have to. You always know you have to. Like, I have to make a change. I have to make a change. And then something happens so big and so drastic in your life that you actually are forced into change, because your body and soul, it seems like, just, they don't want you to be there. They want to grow and get out of that and be happier. So it is getting out of our own way in a little bit.
Well, that's a really great point about the soul and the body. So when the soul doesn't want to be somewhere, when the soul feels like there's no alignment for it with wherever, whether it is, say, in a job or a relationship, the the pressure's on. We're in the pressure cooker because the soul is stirring things up for us so that we can, too, come into alignment with it. Or like Abraham talks about, alignment with your inner being. And so we come into alignment with the truth of who we are, and we see something different. And the body, you know, there's a book by one of the great trauma psychologists, well, he's actually an MD, called The Body Keeps Score. And the body remembers the trauma. The trauma lives on in the body until you can heal it in the body. So it's not only a mental, emotional thing. And so, yeah. So when the soul doesn't want it, the body is communicating, because most of us are not at the point where we can communicate directly with the soul, even though that is who we really are. But we've been caught up in ego and thinking we're ego, and just kind of reacting to life and surviving. And so when we can't communicate directly with the soul, the body steps in and helps out by sometimes screaming messages to us.
Yes, it's like your body really is your best friend, even though you might not like what it's doing, but it's not that you don't like what it's doing. I think what happens is, now that I'm really thinking about this, yes, when I've needed to have a change, my soul went, nope, nothing's aligning here. You get out. And my body, I was like, well, my body's not moving yet. But then my body said, oh, you better get out of here, because I was becoming ill. And it's funny, because at first I kept trying to fix the illness, the symptom, like, okay, wait, we'll just take this, we'll do this, we'll figure this out. Why can't I do this? And I was like, no, none of this is working. It's because you don't want to shut off the fire alarm. You want to put out the fire.
That is so, sometimes you come out with these one-liners that are so powerful. I mean, I channel in these very detailed, messages, and you channel in one line. You're so much more efficient, I must say. The divine is laughing at that one.
We communicate
in a different way with different people. So
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Turning off the fire alarm doesn't change anything. It's going to come back on. So, right, if we ignore the fire alarm, it gets louder. If we turn it off, it's going to come back. And so, but seeing that fire alarm as the opportunity for out, right? So you're in a building, the fire alarm goes off. That's the opportunity to get out before the whole thing goes up and in smoke, you know? And so before you can get trapped. And so as you're starting to be trapped, the fire alarm goes off. So I really like that metaphor. I think it's great in terms of being able to recognize what's going on. It's not a bad thing. It's the fire alarm.
Right. Yes. It's annoying, but on purpose. So what I would say, it's annoying on purpose. I think because you said trapped, I'm so going to read the show description that we've got here just to really set the stage for everybody what you're about to hopefully, find your way out if you're feeling that trapped. So I'll step into this. It's a short guy, I like it. And it's how to find yourself when you feel lost. Have you ever lost yourself and didn't know how to find yourself? Have you ever had no reserves in your energy tank and felt like you couldn't face life? As we go through life, we can sell our life force in exchange for things that we think we want and then lose ourselves in that process. After a while, we realize that we no longer even know ourselves. We don't recognize the reflection in the mirror, and we don't even want what we have chosen. We may feel trapped, unable to change anything, or we may feel guilty, thinking we should be happy and we're not, and we blame ourselves for the situation. We feel stuck because we've lost our life force, and every change feels monumental. The solution, though, starts when you stop selling yourself and start owning yourself. That was one of my favorite ones. We must embrace the courage to see the reflection in the mirror and recognize that it is not us. Until we discover our personal truth and make decisions based in that truth, we continue to lose our life force. The miraculous solution presents itself to us when we are willing to acknowledge and live the truth of who we are. Then the spark of life returns to us and we find the courage to transform our lives. Oh, Noemi wrote this. It was absolutely beautiful. I love this. When you stop selling yourself and start owning yourself.
Yes, indeed. And that's you know, I yes, I wrote this, but we had this conversation that was so juicy. That was so the essence. We said all of this in conversation. I just put it down. You know, we were really, you know, tapped in, tuned in, turned on, all that stuff. I mean, we were really in the flow with this, and it was such a gift, you know, that came out of our conversation, and it's so wonderful. I love, one of the things I love about doing the show is conversation with you, conversation with Divine. I love the conversation, and with the Divine, I do a lot of listening, which is a good practice.
Yes.
So just looking at the time, probably a good idea to start reading that one sometime soon.
Yeah. Let's read that. And because these channeled messages that you have that are just pre-channeled just before the show, they build on all of this to help you guys just, you know, hear what has been shared through Noemi for you. So I'd love to hear that.
Thank you, Lisa. That's so sweet. I really appreciate how you see this and you see me from the day we met. We haven't really actually met in physical yet, but from the day we met on radio here, you saw me. So, okay. So here it is about getting lost and getting found. Getting lost is part of the journey to the truth of who you are. You have all suffered the loss of yourselves. In the process of living your life, you have lost yourself. There are many ways to lose yourself, and many of you have experienced numerous losses of self. You lose yourself through small compromises of self and going against self and yourself and not listening to your inner wisdom, which you all have. You lose yourself when your intuition tells you what to do, and you choose contrary to that wisdom. In those choices, you lose a little of yourself. And a lifetime of small losses translates into a major loss of self. And most of you have compiled significant losses and especially made some important life decisions which have caused you to lose more of your life force, your essence. When we speak of losing yourself, this is what we mean. You have lost your life force and become lost to yourself. And this loss is accelerated when you made significant decisions that are contrary to your inner wisdom. Some of these include when to marry, career choices, unhealthy decisions in relationships, finances, health, and so forth. But most of you started to lose yourselves at a young age. You never fully discovered you, the real you, who is a uniquely beautiful and gifted human being. It is in the discovery of who you really are that you can free yourself from living as an imposter to yourself. The journey to discovering and living the truth of who you are completely fills you up with you. The real you, not the wounded ego version of you. The ego has become wounded through choices which compromise your truth. Your task is to find your truth and align yourself with it. But first, you must stop blaming yourself or anyone for being lost. Blame only serves to make you feel further stuck. Blame is like spinning the tires of your car when you're stuck in a rut. Release the blame by simply deciding that you are done with being stuck, done with blaming. Then you are ready to get out of the rut. Gently examine your life with eyes of non-judgment. See the choices you have made that led to your disempowerment and caused you to feel stuck and drained. It is a practice to learn to see this as an impartial observer of yourself. Learn to see yourself and your life with non-judgment. Then you can objectively assess where you are. When you are stuck in a rut, when your life force has been depleted, when you have lost yourself, change is necessary. Yet change can be daunting for you. You must learn to be more comfortable with change. Without it, you remain stuck in your contracted comfort zone, which is no longer comfortable. Start by making small choices that increase your life force, like meditation, exercise, healthier eating, and connecting with healthier people. If you have lost yourself, even these changes may seem overwhelming, but it becomes so much easier when you can see the light of the beauty of who you are. Every day, affirm to yourself, I am ready to discover my own beauty and brilliance. Say this over and over until it starts to sink in and you feel comfortable with it. with a pure desire to discover the true you, combined with awareness of how your choices are draining you and keeping you stuck, you start to empower yourself to change. A huge life change starts with one small change, followed by a slightly bigger change, until over time you are empowered enough to change the big things in your life which have robbed you of you. And it is only in discovering the real you that you can free yourself from the rut and experience your life force returning to you and energizing your life. Grow the truth of who you are daily by aligning with you over and over until you can easily drop what is not you and no longer serves. Own the truth of who you are, and new life choices present themselves to you, offering you new paths out of the rut and new ways to recover your life force and live as the truth of you. And we are always here to help. In great compassion and love. Namaste.
Oh, there's some highlighted things there that were shiny for me. So when we do come back from the commercial, I will have questions with you. But that one that comes up, when you feel lost, change is necessary. It just really, really shows up.
So important. Change is necessary, and change will change your experience of feeling lost. So change winds up being a very good thing.
Yes, we love change. Yes, we're going to embrace change. So we'll go to the commercials, but when we come back, yes, some definite shiny spots that some questions are going to be needed to be channeled from you, Noemi, when we return.
I look forward to it.
We'll see you soon, guys. Access to angels and grace.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I want to change it to different
things. Oh, welcome back. And speaking of changing, you literally just said, I want to make some changes. That's awesome. I love that. And sometimes, that just brings up a great question. Sometimes change doesn't have to come because you're feeling stuck. It could be just no longer aligned, could be more, could mm-hmm. be different, could be an addition, like an additional passion that has shown up. So change doesn't always have to come to a negative situation.
Oh, absolutely, right? You put a blue swirl in your hair one time, so you had change right there. And you joined your pink on one side and blue on the other. So change is, we resist change. You know, my understanding of this is from an evolutionary perspective, we learn to survive, and our brain is wired to recreate the status quo, even if the status quo was painful, because we survived it. Oh. So that change is important. The ability to change is important, because otherwise we're just recreating the status quo over and over again in our lives. And, you know, I've had some clients where we're in a bad relationship, and for many reasons, went then with the next person that was the complete opposite of the first person, and wound up with the same experience, and saying, how can this be? They're completely the opposite of each other. And it's that on some level, our brains are wired to recreate the status quo. It's the neuroscience of it. While we have neuroplasticity and we can lay down some new tracks in our brain, if we don't consciously do that, we're just going to keep using the same old, firing the same old neurons that do the same old stuff.
Yes, I'm laughing so hard right now. My, you know, when I was a...
Okay, I didn't think it was that funny.
It really is. Well, you know what's so funny is, like, that is so true. I remember as being, like, I wasn't, like, in for real relationship. You're, like, dating. Like, you're a teenager, right? You're not... You think life is serious and love is all that. But of course, at that time it is, but it's not for real, real yet. And I remember panicking at one time. And I said to my dad, and I said, this boy that I was, quote, you know, seeing, dating or whatever. And I said, no, he wants to break up, and I'll never see him again. And he's going to leave my life. And he goes, oh, Lisa, he goes, men, and this is no insult to men, by the way. He goes, men are lazy, but we know one thing. If we've already put some work in, we've already done that work. We're not going to be run off. We have to do that work all over again? No. This works for us. We've survived. We're sticking around. I'm just laughing because he was right. Gosh, I couldn't get rid of a lot of those guys after. I'm like, ah, they feel like they've already put the work and survived, and now they won't go away. So that was kind of funny. All right. Saying that.
I'm going to say no comment to that one. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, but it is true, because when we feel like a lot of times we've put the work in, or we've done, or we've survived it, then okay, good, we've got some groundwork laid out, then okay, and then yes, we keep redoing that. So it's funny, because one of the questions that came up while you were reading the pre-channeled message, and I could feel it kind of sneaking in, is first, some definition questioning came up, you know, but then you said life force, you know, what can we go? Can we get some deeper definition around life force? But then you said essence, and I like that, inner wisdom and intuition, because it was kind of clumped in my heart, in my intuition of hearing questions, was about blaming others sounds so harsh. And I don't know that we know how to recognize that we are blaming others, but it is what we're doing. We're saying, well, you're doing this to me. You've created this job that I hate. You're doing this in the relationship. And if you just stop doing that, then I wouldn't be upset. And so it's a question around, let's see if we can distill this question. How can we recognize that we are blaming others when we really do believe that it is another's fault? Like, how can we go, well, I'm just blaming them,
but it's actually... And then what to do about that, I would think.
Role. Yeah. How do we find our role in when we really are thinking, you know, somebody shot my friend and they're dead. They shot them, so I'm blaming them. So how
yes,
can we...
Yes, and so you may not have a role in the thing, and right. Your role may be, and that would be a horrific thing. Yes. And I did have that happen to a friend many years ago. Fortunately, we were a high school friend that we were no longer like buddies with, you know, right. But it is, you know, one thing that for me, I've learned to recognize what I call that angst feeling, that icky feeling inside, that feels so yucky that I call it angst. You can call it whatever, but it's that when that yucky feeling happens, I know I'm off somewhere. I know that there's something in me that's off, even if my environment is off, even if my environment is causing me some kind of suffering, I know that I'm off too. I don't have that clarity. I'm not only able to say, okay, this is a toxic something and move on. I'm caught up in the toxicity of it. So learning to recognize that feeling, right? So because the feelings are, they're real and they're so potent. And so when you can learn to recognize a strong, I guess what Abraham would call negative emotion, when you have that strong negative vibration and you don't know what's there, that's a big start for me. Because then I start asking questions. Okay, like, why do I feel like this? Okay, when did I start feeling, how long have I felt this way? When did I start this? What happened? Why am I this feeling this? Trying to get some clarity about it for myself.
And as you're asking those questions and getting clarity, it's so interesting because that's right. This morning, this could be 10 years ago, I don't even know. Maybe it could be before this lifetime. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. We don't know where it might have started.
Yes, yes. And part of, you know, the soul healing work I do is tracking down the beginning, the source of the pain, the source of the trauma, which could be this lifetime or previous lifetimes, many lifetimes ago sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes it's a repeated thing, you know, that's happened in many lifetimes. And so that's why we feel really stuck with it. Because we're stuck on the soul level as well as stuck here in this incarnation, mentally, emotionally.
Mm, yes.
Yeah. So
perhaps the question would be around, you know, to get a little bit more clarity from sources. What if when we're blaming from another lifetime, we're blaming from a place where we just can't see how we could take quote unquote responsibility or understand how we could make the change or welcome the change? When we're resistant to change because of blame and because of non-ownership.
Mm. Well, I really liked that piece that was in the show description that came out of our communication with each other about solution starts when you stop selling yourself and start owning yourself.
Yes.
And so, but yeah, we have to get out of that victim consciousness where we're blaming other people, that feeling like we're a victim of someone. And
yes, that is selling yourself. So I think that's where the clarity was needed. Sometimes we don't recognize that by blaming others or being a victim, that is selling yourself.
Okay, so please give me the question distilled.
That's where we are. Yeah, that's where we are, is how to accept or how to face or be willing to have changed by understanding that we are selling ourselves through by blaming others and victim.
I think it's how to realize too. How do you realize that we're selling ourselves and then how to have that willingness?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Divine, you got that one. All right. For those, if this is your first time, I'm just going to take a little swig of water and I'm going to get a little more silent. Well, I'm going to get silent for a few seconds and greet the divine and turn it over to them. So I'm deepening that connection. That channel is open, been open this whole time, but I'm deepening it. And then they'll start to flow.
All right.
Divine, we're so grateful. Hello. Hello, Divine. Thank you for being here and thank you for your assistance in helping us because we've all experienced this. I can remember the pain of feeling lost and how can we realize that we're selling ourselves and how can we develop the willingness to change, the willingness to see things differently, to do things differently. Grateful for any help you can provide. and we are grateful to provide the help. These are excellent questions. This is an excellent line of questioning, because being lost, feeling trapped, feeling overwhelmed, feeling uncertain, unsure, these are all aspects of human experience that you all experience, that you all encounter on your life's journey. And sometimes you may feel you've done something wrong. Why do I feel so dis-ease? Why do I feel so much dis-ease? Why do I feel no peace? Why do I feel discontentment? You may ask yourself these questions, and it's good to ask these questions, but to recognize there's nothing wrong with how you're feeling, even though it feels wrong. It feels like it should be wrong. It feels that, oh, in this place, this feels so uncomfortable. And the only way to break out of your comfort zone for most of you is to feel uncomfortable. When the comfort zone becomes uncomfortable, then sometimes you want to jump out of your skin. But then you're willing to change. You're willing to expand yourself. You're willing to grow, to try something new. And in the absence of that uncomfortableness, of the absence of that discomfort, you're programmed, you're wired to continue what you've been doing. And so that is the default mechanism within your brains, to continue to do what you've been doing. And so even if it is digging you into the ground, even if it is selling your soul, selling your life force, and by life force, we do mean that essence of you, that spark of you, that peace, that place in you, there is a place in you which is divine, as the seed of divine in you. And that part cannot be touched. That part cannot become estranged. That part cannot become wounded. That part cannot die. And yet around it is the essence of you. It is that core of that seed growing, and it is the essence of you and the beauty and the brilliance and the power of who you are. And you each have a unique essence, and we have spoken on this through Noemi Grace, and it is important for you to understand your unique essence, to embrace your unique essence, to love and know and be your unique essence. Because when you are, it is so obvious when you're now no longer in your essence, when you have stepped out of that essence and stepped back to the contracted, uncomfortable comfort zone, you will know. When you are fully in that essence of who you are, there is nothing contracted about you. There is nothing dysfunctional and broken about you. And you are not trapped. And you feel energized and vitalized and revitalized. And you feel renewed. And this is where we encourage you all to live. But you cannot live here until you've discovered, until you've journeyed into the heart of you. This is a journey, like a big journey that you may go and do a trek to some mountaintop or a jungle, and a major trek that you would do. This is the trek is within. This is the biggest journey of life, is within you, to discover that essence of you, which is unique, but contains the life force which is in you as the seed. It is that kernel around that seed. And it is you, more you than anything you have ever experienced, if you have not experienced this. And it is more freeing in the essence of you, in that life force of you. You have power beyond what you can imagine, and you can overcome so many things which might feel overwhelming. They may have feel like they've put you down. They may feel something that is daunting, is too much, it is too huge. And yet in the essence of your life force, it is as if the sea parts. It is as if the mountains move. You get to see this whole thing from a different way. That which was overwhelming, you see, is but a small pea, a small plant, a small animal. It is not this huge monster that you have made it out to be in your experience, because you have not known yourself. And then in knowing this thing from not knowing yourself, you see it as huge. You see yourself as little David, and this is the Goliath. Well, David did slay the Goliath. So you too, you don't have to fight this. You just have to see yourself and know that you are that David who has that power. And you can walk out of that without even having to have that fight. You can pull yourself out of that and pull yourself into your light and pull yourself into the essence of you and the brilliance of you, the power of you. And the willingness grows more and more the more that you discover you. And in the willingness to discover you, you become more willing to change because you recognize where you're not being you, where you are compromising yourself, where you're hurting yourself in your choices and your stances in life. And you become willing to become you. Become willing to be you, the fullness of you, the true you, not the piece of you, the part of you, that layer of you. There's a layer of you called ego that you all have and need, and it is there, and you think it is you, but it is not. It is the sweatshirt that you put on because it's cool in the morning, and so you put that on. It is something you put on, but you can also take it off, and you can decide when to put it on, and you can keep it off most of the time when you can stand in your power. And this is a journey. This is not an instant flipping of the light switch, but wow, what miraculous nature you all are, and how miraculous your life will be when you take on this journey. We are grateful for this question, and we are complete in this moment. Namaste.
Ooh, there was some speed and momentum on there.
Yes, and I saw that. I said, oh, I could tell when they start to
speed up,
crank it up. I know we're getting close, because I have my eyes closed, but I know we're getting close to the commercial because they're honoring that. But it's just like, okay. But it also happens because the more that I start at the beginning, I'm listening to them and then echoing, gets to a point where I'm no longer echoing and they're just coming out of my mouth without me hearing it first.
Right.
But it takes, every time, it takes me a little bit to get there.
Oh, well, that was absolutely beautiful. And we will go to commercials and then, I'm going to be talking and asking just, we'll chat a little bit about moving mountains because that came up. So when we come back on Access to Angels and Grace, we're gonna talk about moving some mountains here.
Sounds good to me.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. I was just thinking about how I was going to, word this. And so, Noemi.
Yes.
During that, I love that I had to write this one down. Your essence cannot be wounded. That was so big, so beautiful. And as the mountains showed up to me, I thought, oh my gosh, because what we see as wounds are really just those big mountains in front of us. And when we move those mountains, or I actually had a different picture of mountains I've never had before. Usually, you know, picture moving mountains like whoosh, wow, pushing one big mountain. But this time I saw parting two mountains and then seeing this beauty that was between them.
Wow.
Yeah, the essence cannot be wounded. So these mountains, push away, side, get out of here. I'm going to see through. So
seeing that wounded, I mean, seeing that beauty between that it's like a river valley or something.
Yes.
Between, you know, the pioneers and, well, in the U.S. anyway, I'm sure it's the same in Canada, but yeah. The pioneers, when they went across, there's this place called the Cumberland Gap in the southeastern United States that they were trying to go west, and it was just mountains. It was the Appalachian Mountains, and they were just there, and they couldn't figure out how to get past. And then they got to a place where there was a gap between the mountains, and that made possible to go through that gap for them to go further west, further to new places that they had never been before.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that makes so much. Oh my gosh. I love that. Oh, hello.
Yes.
Oh, that was weird. Sorry, I heard a voice that just said stop. That's so good.
It wasn't me.
Electronically or something, but when I'm imagining all these, yes, they're pilgrims there, and they're traveling and pioneers, and they're like, well, if they would have kept on, they would have just kept going along the mountain line for this one way and taking them so off, like that's our, that's that when change is needed, and suddenly the gap allows, and you see through and you're like, whoa, and like, yes, it's just, you go through and now you're somewhere, the change in direction, change in speed. Look at all the time you just saved and struggle.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. If you have to climb the mountain, maybe there's snow on the top, or, you know, I mean, these people in covered wagons to try to climb a mountain would be kind of a little scary.
Oh.
Yes. Very scary. So, so finding that's like the shortcut, right? When you find it, it's
yes.
the shortcut to that, you know, fertile river valley, which is kind of you, you know, here are the mountains, the wounds. And in between all of that is this fertile river valley that's growing thing easily. And there's a river, there's water, there's,
yes.
it's beautiful. And that's you in between the wounds.
I love that. Yes. Oh, I
never thought of that before till you said the moons were the mountains were the wounds. So.
Yes, the mountains were wounds. So, and one other thing I just really picked up in that one was at some point it was, well, the question came up as a weird one, so I don't know if we have time, but I'll just say that.
You're going to give me a weird question.
I reserve
to say no.
Yes, you have the first right of refusal on this one. And it's a couple of words here. Is willpower a trick? Are we just tricking ourselves when we're using willpower if we don't do the work? Or is it helpful?
That's not a bad question. That's actually really good.
It's distilled.
Is it helpful? And how do we use it?
Yes. Or is it simply a trick?
So, you know, before we go in there, you know, one of the things that is when I've done shamanic work in the Munaiki tradition, we have the will center, and we all do with it, you know, the solar plexus, but in the shamanic way, it is at the navel, the will center instead of the solar plexus. But it is that we have a will center within us. And so what is willpower? Is it the power of the will, or is it the power of the ego over the will? And
yeah.
I don't know. I have an idea. I mean, I do know something, but I want to hear what they have to say. I won't say that I don't know. I know something. But, you know, what I do know is, and from my own experience, there's time when I'm trying to use the willpower and it's push and it's hard. And there are other times when I've just been able to say, that's it. I am going to exercise every day, or I am going to stop eating this, or I'm, you know, and I'm yeah. able to step into the power of that choice rather than the pushing into
yes.
that, pushing that. Does that make sense? What I
yes.
just said?
Yeah.
Okay. So So there's something there and some clarity around that, because I think we've all had that experience where we're trying to make something happen. And
yes,
then
exactly.
Other times where the change happens and it's not hugely painful to get there.
Right.
So, sorry, I'm swigging already. So, shall we ask about willpower then?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, thank you for your politeness. And we'll just go back with the divine and get the juice. Go into the juicy. Is that commercial scent?
Yes.
And we do see the juice here, the essence here, the crux here. Willpower has taken on many meanings for you. Some say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Just do it. You even have a slogan of some sportswear, just do it. Just do it, no matter what. There's a mountain, just cross it. Just get over it, climb it, go to the other side. And then there is, as Noam Grace said, the power of the will. And those are two separate things. And when the will is weak, you tend to try to muster willpower to power over the weak will. And when the will is strong, that is so powerful that that power of the will is so strong. And so we want to talk a little bit about this subject because it's an important subject. The understanding of will for so many of you is something that's tough. You toughen up, you buck up, you push up, you do what is needed, you do. And that is sort of the hero's journey. That is you alone do it. And we want to say that you choose. Your part is to choose and then invite the help in that will, that strong-willed way of being. You don't invite the help. You choose and then you push through. You become the bulldozer and you plow over what is in the way. You try to plow over the trap that you're in. You try to plow over the poor decisions that you've made, and they're poor because they don't serve you. They don't increase your life force. They're the ones that drain your life force. So you try to plow over. You have decided, I'm done with this. No more lack of life force. And then you try to plow over those decisions. And so the strong, the healthiest will is not the strong-willed person. The healthiest will is someone who stands in their knowing, in their truth, knowing this is the choice that serves me best, and is able to distinguish that, differentiate that, stand in that, and invite help, invite our help, be willing to collaborate and co-create solutions for yourself. And this is the healthy will. Many have strong wills where they are stubborn and they will do whatever it takes and they will push themselves and even to their own detriment. And others are weak-willed where it seems that they cannot make the change. They get stuck. They go back and they become more stuck. They become further stuck. It's like the person trying to get out of quicksand. And the more that they try to push and the more that they try to get out, the more that they are stuck within. And so the healthy will is neither of those. The healthy will is balanced will. It is you standing in your power, you standing in the truth of who you are and discovering your power, discovering the truth of who you are. That is life work. That is vital life work. And then collaborating, co-creating with us and others of your human species who also are in their healthy wills. And so the will is so important. The will is that place where you do or do not give power to your choice. You do or do not empower your choice to do for you, to create on your behalf. It is not this hard, difficult thing that must be mustered. It is opening to collaborate, to create, opening to receive the help on every level, opening yourself to discover a new way of being, a new way of doing, a new way of creating, a new way of freeing yourself with help from us and from others who are in their healthy wills. And so it is not power over or powerless, it is power of. It is the power of the essence. It is the power of the life force. It is the power of the connection with us and others. It is the power of collaboration. And that is the willpower, the power of. Recognize when you're in power over and you are stepping on people or manipulating people to get out of your way, to get them to do what you want. That is power over. Recognize when you're in powerless, where it all seems too impossible, where you seem to think that you don't have the ability to do for you anything other than what you have been doing, where you become the ostrich with the head in the sand. And many of you have experienced both extremes, and within the middle, in the middle is the balance of power of, the power of your essence, the power of your connection, the power of your life force. And that is true. That is not a trap. That is not a trick. That is a way to live your life. And you must become comfortable in that place, and also recognize when you are in that place and when you are not. Be able to monitor your own alignment with your life force, with your power, your personal power, your personal truth. Where am I? And with respect to that, as if you had a compass that would tell you that you are 27 degrees north, you would know where you are, and you would be able to say, ah, a little bit off today. Or, ooh, spot on, and boy, it feels really good here. Oh, I feel the help, I feel the flow, I feel the power here. Or, way off today, I'm going to take time to go within and connect with myself, with my power, and connect with my connection with Source, with Divine, with others who can assist me. And in this place of knowing who you are, in this place of being the power of who you are, you can move those mountains. You can transform every aspect of your life. And here, for now, we say we are complete and yet ever expanding in great love. Namaste.
All right. We need transcribed.
The power of. Yes.
We love that. That must be transcribed. I think that I know that's that's one's being written out. There were so many beautiful things, and I from now on going to start using the word a healthy willed, as opposed, you know, that she was a strong willed gal. Nope, she was a healthy willed. I love that. Oh,
yes. Yes, strong will. I mean, strong will, it doesn't even have a good connotation in English, you know. Oh, Right. They're strong. She's strong willed, you know.
Yes. And so, one of the things that I wrote a few is a healthy will is standing in your knowing. That was just so beautiful and helpful. And a few other things, but I know we're going to run out of time, but and monitoring your own life force with alignment. That was really helpful too, as monitoring. That's a good word. Just monitoring. We're not judging. We're just monitoring.
Yes, you monitor. Where am I with my life force?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I really like that distinction of the power over, the powerless, the power of.
Yes. Yes. That was beautiful. And one more thing of this one, I love this part, is your power is to choose, then invite the help and allow the light. I kind of added the allow the light, but it felt like it needed to go there. 1, 2, 3.
Your power is to choose, and then what do you say?
Then invite the help.
Yes.
And then allow the light. And I thought that's beautiful. Allow the light. Our willpower is really, the power lies in choosing. That's your power. So, yes,
that's
step up
the
to the
power.
Plate.
That's the place that's of the power. Power. Choosing and then receiving the help, inviting. You know, being collaborative, asking for help or receiving the help, not pushing through. I've done the push through thing so many times in my life.
Yes, I know it's a tricky one. I think all of us have, but I love the gentleness that comes through here, the uplifting that is brought with us. And so I know we're going to end. So I wanted to say really quickly that we are going to be yes, back again in 2 weeks. And we'll see what beautiful topic comes up. But this one was really perfectly beautiful. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, this was so, so lovely. Just so grateful for how these things show up. You know, we talked last Wednesday and that's what came out. So good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, the power of. To the power of, everyone. Thank you so much.
Power of. Yes. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Lisa, for doing this with me.
Oh, we'll see everybody in 2 weeks. On
to everyone's power. Yes.
Yes.
Next 2 weeks. Okay.
Oh, okay. Bye, everyone.
Fourth Monday. Bye-bye.